Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin schools are expected to get money the Trump administration had frozen. The administration canceled $6.8 billion in payments to public schools through the Department of Education. States have sued, and Wisconsin is one of them. Now leaders say they'll be releasing $5 billion to go to public schools across the country. UW-Madison has suspended a student group that often protest against the war in Gaza. Students for Justice in Palestine protested a visit from former UN Ambassador Linda Thomas Greenfield back in April. They reportedly yelled at and heckled her and banged on the doors while she spoke. Officials at UW-Madison held a hearing and decided the group broke rules laid out in the Student Organization Code of Conduct. That's according to the State Journal. The group says their voices are being suppressed and they're appealing the university's decision. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development has reported a decrease in unemployment rates across the state for the month of June. The new data released last week found that the majority of cities in the state saw a decrease in unemployment rates. Among the 35 largest cities, 24 of them saw the unemployment rate drop, 5 cities saw no change, and 6 cities saw an increase in unemployment. Over the last year, 22 of those cities have seen a drop in unemployment, with 6 remaining at a steady level and 7 seeing an increase in unemployment. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 4.1 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.88 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 9.6 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 60.4 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.59 a gallon, while the most expensive was $3.99 a gallon, a difference of $1.40 a gallon. The national average price of gasoline has risen 0.9 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.10 a gallon. The national average is down 6.5 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands at 37.5 cents per gallon, lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has increased 1.6 cents in the last week and stands at $3.71 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said, "It's been another relatively quiet week for average gas prices, with most states seeing modest or slight declines, while a handful of price-cycling states experienced the most noticeable fluctuations." He added, "Oil prices continue to hover in the mid to upper $60, and with gasoline demand starting to ease as we head into August, we could see prices gradually decline as we approach Labor Day. That said, this is also the time of year when the tropics begin to stir, so we'll be keeping a close eye on hurricane activity that could disrupt supply and shift the outlook." The Wisconsin DNR is investigating a boat explosion on the Mississippi River. That explosion happened Saturday near Prescott in Pierce County. 11 people on board the boat were ejected in the blast, and all were rescued. 8 people were taken to the hospital for treatment. A preliminary report showed the boat's operator was trying to start the engine and failed twice before the explosion occurred. The names of the victims have not been released. A Wisconsin man has pleaded guilty to smuggling lab equipment to Russian companies in violation of U.S. sanctions. Online court records show 68-year-old Andrew Pogosian of Madison entered the plea in federal court Tuesday. Federal prosecutors charged Pogosian in June in a 4-count information on 4 counts with conspiracy to defraud the United States and smuggling goods out of the country. The information claims Pogosian worked through his company, Omega Diagnostics LLC, to ship laboratory equipment to Russian companies, including one that performed chemical research for the Russian military. Pogosian faces up to 35 years in prison when he's sentenced October 7th. The Vernon County Sheriff's Department is asking for your assistance in locating Fred R. Kelly, Jr., age 41. He is wanted on a felony pickup order by the Wisconsin Department of Corrections. He absconded probation or parole supervision in February. His last known address was Viola. If you have information on Fred Kelly's whereabouts, contact the Vernon County Sheriff's Office at 608-637-2123 or your local law enforcement. You can also contact Vernon County Crime Stoppers at 608-637-TIPS. So that's 637-8477 or submit an online tip at p3tips.com. The Walk with Grace radio auction continues today. The first items up for auction between 10 and 10:30 are a Team Crusader specialty pie, a $20 gift card from the Richland Family Restaurant, a $50 gift card to Christie's Sunnyside from Royal Cleaning, a $20 Utter Brothers 20 gift card, and a gift certificate for 3 dozen donuts from Oakwood Fruit Farm. From 10:30 to 11, it's a Bell Art Studio Forever Together, 11 1/4 by 6 by 1 natural oil finish wall hanging that was hand scroll sawed from a piece of oak, a Diane Nautical strawberry rhubarb cheesecake, 2 regular season Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets for any Monday through Thursday game except Cubs games at a donated by the Milwaukee Brewers, a $25 Christie's Sunnyside gift certificate, and a Foggy North black coffee mug with Foggy bottom logo, handmade mug rug with coffee cup design, and $15 gift certificate to Foggy North. The third segment from 11 to 11:30 will feature a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Finals MVP bobblehead, playoff towel, 50th anniversary t-shirt, bucket hat, Doc Rivers hat, and trunk organizer from Pratt Funeral and Cremation, a $100 Vitesnik Power Sport gift certificate, Foggy Bottom Woodworks 20 by 20 by 24 side table made of black locust wood, a City Utilities Water Department 1957 fire hydrant that has been cleaned up, given a fresh coat of paint, and mounted on a patio block, and a pound of Jolene Newkirk's chocolate fudge. The final segment today from 11:30 to noon includes a Rusty Wallace 124 scale stock car in box, 50th anniversary NASCAR Miller Lite Elvis Presley Limited Edition 1998 Ford Taurus by Action from You Are Enough Grace Team, a Bloody Mary basket, can koozies, t-shirt, hat, $25 gift certificate, drink chips, and bag of chips from the Copper Lounge, a Beaver Tail Stealth 1200 flat bottom boat from Walsh's Ace Hardware, a $50 gift card for Chet's Feed and Seed from Edward Jones, and 4 club-level seats to the Milwaukee Brewers game Monday, August 25th against the Diamondbacks from WRCO. The all-morning items today, which will be available to bid on for the full 2 hours, are a Twin Pines certificate, good towards a 2-night minimum stay at the Twin Pines Vacation Rental. Twin Pines has room for 8 guests in this 3-bedroom, 3-bath, newly renovated home in the Driftless area, and 16 yards of gravel donated by Wanless. Keep listening. You never know if something may be added. You can still register to bid. Call WRCO at 608-647-2111. Then just tune in to 100.9 or WRCO.com to get into a bidding war, all for a good cause.